I'm going to be talking with Dr. Rennie Showers. Dr. Showers is an author. He's been a professor. He is an outstanding Bible teacher and indeed a focus on Bible prophecy, somewhat in most of the books that he has written, but a love for the Jewish people and actually what's going on over there. Rennie, thank you so very much for joining us today. Appreciate your availability.
My privilege, Jimmy. Thanks for having me on.
You know, it is so interesting to watch prophecy teachers across the United States and, in fact, around the world who keep looking for something thrilling or exciting or different than any other Bible prophecy teacher has ever been able to reveal. And I'm somewhat concerned that some of these guys are going outside the Word of God. For example, there was a recent World Prophecy Conference Summit in Branson, Missouri. Some of the guys were talking about the Nephilim, UFOs. One guy even said he had an encounter with a UFO. They're talking about alien abductions, etc. And then there is another nationally known television program coming out of Branson, Missouri. It's not the same group, but this man is holding a summer of meeting the prophets, and he has some of the men who claim to be modern-day prophets talking about what they believe God is giving them to give to the rest of the world. Now, I want to get to that in just a moment, but some of these things are coming from, I believe, a false understanding of the book of Genesis chapter 6 and what actually took place, and then the result, possibly the Nephilim, etc. So I want to spend a few moments talking with you about some of these subjects. For example, you have written an excellent book on angels, and in that book, you have come to the conclusion that Genesis chapter 6, when it's talking about the sons of God having a sexual relationship with the women of men, that would be evil angelic activity, a sexual activity between angels and women. Is that indeed your conclusion there?
Yes, it is, Jimmy. And what's interesting is that was always the understanding of Jews right up to the time that Jesus was born. And it was also the understanding of key church leaders up until about the 3rd or 4th century of the church's existence. And then those church leaders changed their view as a result of influence of some pagan Greek philosophy. But and even Josephus, the Jewish historian who lived in Israel the same time Jesus lived there, indicated that the sons of God in Genesis 6 were evil angels who came to planet Earth and somehow were able to take upon themselves male form and coexisted with human women, and as a result, some very unique children were born from them. And what's interesting, Jimmy, is in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4, it talks about a group of angels who sometime in the past, long before Peter wrote this, committed some type of a sin that was apparently even more serious in the sight of God than the original revolt of angels against God way back before this time. But anyhow, this particular group of angels, because of this unique sin they committed, were cast down into a place of judgment where they're kept reserved until the final judgment. Now, our English translations say they were cast down to hell, but that's not the Greek word. The Greek word for hell is Hades, and Peter didn't use the word Hades. Instead, he used the word Tartarus. And that was known even in Greek literature, that there was a place of judgment called Tartarus, and that was regarded as even being deeper and darker and worse than hell itself. And interestingly, Jude, in his book right before the book of Revelation, talks about a group of angels who left their own domain of angels. They abandoned their own habitation. They also did not keep their first estate, the estate of angels, and that they are reserved in everlasting chains under darkness, under the judgment of the great day, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh. And he's saying here that sometime way in the past, there was a group of angels who left the angelic realm and and stopped existing in the heavenly domain where they were supposed to dwell, and that they came to earth and they got involved in illicit sexual relationships, went after strange flesh, and the word strange means foreign. And what's interesting is back about 200 years before Christ was born, there were two books published by Jews. One was called the Book of Enoch, and the other one was the Book of Jubilees. Now, the Jews never regard those as inspired scripture. However, they did have great regard for them, and both of those books indicated that in ancient times, going back to days before the flood, that there were angels who came to planet Earth, evil angels, took upon themselves male form and cohabited with human, human women, and as a result fathered very unique children, unusual children, into the world. And so that has always been the historic view of the Jewish people and even the early church leaders up until about the 3rd or 4th centuries.
Well, now, when you say unique children, are you referring to the Nephilim found there in Genesis also?
All I can say to you is that Hebrew scholars indicate that the Nephilim were already there before these sons of God came and cohabited with human women. However, the children that were born of those human women were very unique children, men of renown, etc. But you know, Jimmy, there were Nephilim after the flood, too. You know, the Goliath that David killed and his brothers, they were Nephilim. They were large human creatures, etc.
What do you think? Is it possible? And some of these prophecy teachers are propagating the fact that it is possible for evil angels to co-inhabit with human women today. Is that a possibility in the last days?
All I can say to is this. We don't have any indication in the Bible that before the seven-year tribulation period will begin, that they would have that kind of angelic activity. And so I'd have to say, because the Bible does not indicate, you know, or reveal that there'd be that kind of activity between ancient times and the beginning of the seven-year tribulation period, I cannot say that the Bible is indicating that that would happen. Now, when you get in the book of Revelation, you know, and as you've pointed out to me in the past and everything, there are going to be some very unique things, creatures coming up out of abyss forms, places of judgment and everything temporarily as part of the judgments that will be poured out upon the unbelieving world during the seven-year tribulation period. But all I can say is that from a biblical perspective, there's no clear scripture that indicates that that type of activity would take place between now and the beginning of the seven-year tribulation period.
You know what I think I would like to do is maybe have another conversation with you next week. Our time is running out today. But indeed, go a bit more into the evil angelic activity that will indeed take place during that tribulation period. So I'll try to make an appointment with you to do that, because this is a very interesting study, but it is a biblical study. Well, let's continue that conversation next week. This is very interesting. Let me ask you one final question for today. Is it dangerous for these people to speculate on what may be going on out there and go outside the Word of God to talk about prophetic events that could happen?
Yes, I would have real problems with them going in that direction in light of the fact that the Bible does not indicate before the seven-year tribulation period, you know, that there'll be unique things happening like this.
I'm going to continue this conversation with Rennie Showers next week. We'll talk about his book, Angels, and how you can get a copy of it when we come together next time. Rennie, thank you so much for being available today. We look forward to another conversation next week.
Thank you, Jimmy.